This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, BFM 89.9, 7:36 in the morning. I'm Koo Soo Chuang, joined by Wong Shao Ning and Philip C. Now, in about 30 minutes, we've got Plus Solar coming on.
Yes, I'm going to be speaking to Koh Chuan Zen. He is the CEO of Plus Solar. Now, according to the McKinsey Global Energy Perspective 2021 report, it's estimated that more than 50% of global power generation will come from renewable sources by 2035. So when we spoke to him about the path to tap into more solar power in Malaysia, charging up the local renewable energy industry and making money along the way.
Okay, we've got that to look forward to. But in the meantime, we're looking at some cryptocurrencies, and Coinbase, one of the biggest crypto exchanges in the world today, has debuted on the New York Stock Exchange last Wednesday, saw the exchange reach as much as an $85 billion US valuation. And it opened at $381 a share, 52% above the reference price of $250.
Yeah, so its debut was hailed as a watershed moment for crypto after years of skepticism from Wall Street giants and global regulators. So the stock price, however, has dipped recently to around $293 as of last night. But what does the Coinbase listing mean for cryptocurrencies at large? And how will it impact the global economic financial landscapes?
So for more of this, we've got on the line with us Daniel Ives, the Managing Director of Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. And Daniel, thanks for talking to us. Now, Coinbase has seen a few volatile days of trading since listing. It's been all over the shop. I think it went as high as $410 a share. Now it's settled below $300. Does it reflect a weakening confidence in Coinbase or just cryptocurrencies? What's your point of view?
Yeah, I think, in terms of coming out of the gate, I'd call it a home run success, in terms of initial reception on the street. But it's going to be volatile, just like we see with Bitcoin. And it's going to be a roller coaster ride, really, I think, for the coming months, especially as investors start to get their arms around the business model of Coinbase and overall in crypto. But I think you take a step back, you look at the last week, definitely, I think, a watershed moment for crypto with everything we've seen with Coinbase.
And would you say that cryptocurrency has then entered into the mainstream despite the volatility in pricing and despite the challenges of valuing a cryptocurrency?
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges, as everyone's well aware. But I do think it's taken a big step forward. Not just from an investment perspective, where we've seen Tesla, Square, MicroStrategy, and others, but from a transaction perspective. And that's opening the gates. Coinbase is really a barometer for crypto. And I believe over the coming year, you'll have 3-5% of public companies investing in some form of crypto. This is a long game. But I think it took a big step forward toward going to the mainstream with what we've seen with Coinbase on the reception with a lot of skeptics out there.
Yeah, so when we move over to tech, Apple recently hosted its first virtual product launch of 2021, which saw refreshes for the iPads and other M1 products, but not for the phone. So how does this affect your call on Apple?
Yeah, Apple, our view a year from now, it's a $3 trillion market cap. They're in the midst of a super cycle on iPhone, and we'll see, I think, strong numbers next week when they report next Wednesday. But when you look at the product release, I think it also just shows iPads and Macs, which are kind of in the background. In this work-from-home environment, they've kind of gotten front and center within Apple. That's been a tailwind for them. And I think you're really seeing a refresh across the board. But this is really driven by the M1 chip. And, you look at what's happening in semis. It was a major shot across the bow what Apple's done with the M1 chip. And I think it just shows, stalwarts like Intel, definitely back against the wall a bit in terms of what Apple's been doing.
Yeah, Daniel, glad you mentioned the M1 chip, because in terms of the global chip shortage, to what extent has that particular development affected Apple?
It's been pretty minimal in terms of the impact that you've seen from Apple. Now, look, they're the king in the room, right? So in terms of units, they're always going to get the first look. I think you start to go further down the totem pole, that's where the chip shortage, I think, has been more exacerbated. I do believe if demand keeps up at this level, especially in China, Apple will have trouble starting to fulfill orders as we get into June and September if it stays at this pace. But I think it will start to moderate, and I don't believe the chip shortage right now is that much of an overhang for Apple.
And Dan, we know Apple results are coming out very soon. What are your expectations on it?
I think there's going to be another strong beat across the board on services and iPhones. You know, our checks coming out of Asia have been pretty robust in terms of the demand cycle. And no doubt, I mean, you've seen tech, a location trade, tech's been soft so far to start the year with Apple. That's only $10, $11 below its all-time high. Now, I believe we're sitting here a few months from now looking at $175 stock. I believe next week's a huge positive catalyst for Apple.
Yeah, and next week also is going to be very busy because you're going to see a whole slew of big tech earnings, starting with Tesla. What's your expectation for their deliveries and earnings?
Yeah, I mean, Tesla, we've already seen robust deliveries. And I think that was something that really started to change sentiment because right now, on electric vehicles and on Tesla, it's similar as tech. It's been a bit negative in terms of sentiment. I think what we see next week is a massive beat on earnings and Musk really talking about the potential to go to 900,000 units for the year. I think it's a green tidal wave that we're seeing. It's being led by Tesla. Competition coming across the board, but it's a big enough ocean for more than one boat. And that's why we have a $1,000 price target on Tesla. Bull case 1300.
But then I have a question about the recent tax, or at least the proposal by Biden to raise the capital gains tax to 40%. But the question is, it's related to all the tech companies, is in that they have been the big winners in 2020 and still continue to do well in 2021. So as the results get released, do you think investors will look for reasons to sell rather than to buy, though?
Yeah, I think investors, even though the tax increases look scary, I think investors realize that what ultimately gets passed is going to be a lot less onerous. And I think that's what you've seen kind of reflected in the stock. And as we go forward, we're entering such a digital transformation growth cycle. Even though tax increases could be there, you know, on the horizon, when you look at a lot of the FANG names, I think these stocks go 25, 30% higher. And I think investors are shaking off some of the regulatory as well as some of the tax increases because of some of the transformational themes and ultimately fundamentals and just a further re-rating on tech stocks.
All right, Daniel, thanks so much for your time. That was Daniel Lives, the Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. Now, I just want to go back to Coinbase, and obviously because it's very much the flavor of the day in terms of new and upcoming financial assets. None of the big houses cover Coinbase right now in terms of, especially when given the fact that it's, you know, it's basically a $50, $60 billion company. You've got people like Mizuho in there, Loop Capital, Moffat Nathanson. Moffat Nathanson initiated at $600 a share, which is a lot. I mean, it's double from where it is now. But, you know, the Goldmans and, you know, the JPs and all that, the Credit Suisses, the CLSAs, they don't really cover the stock. Just wondering whether it's a case.
Maybe it's because they're the underwriters. So sometimes when you're the investment banker, you don't issue the report immediately. You have to wait for a 6 months period you can. You're conflicted out for the moment. So maybe that will happen. I'm not sure exactly like who their underwriters were. But I think the point is that eventually, if this name continues to rise, the investment bankers will be looking at this because like he said, Coinbase is directly correlated to the rise of cryptocurrency. They go hand in hand.
Yep.
So if the price continues to rise for all cryptocurrencies, Coinbase also will follow suit.
And Coinbase as an exchange is incentivized to make it mainstream. I remember one of the things that Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, did at the early stages was engage regulators and all these big institutional firms to get Coinbase and Bitcoin on board because it's in his benefit to make sure that it becomes mainstream. Of course, at the chagrin at the initial investors and buyers of Coinbase, Bitcoin, but it is their goal to, I think, make this whole thing mainstream.
It is. And obviously, we've got all that to look forward to in the future because obviously the interest and the volumes in some of these exchanges. And don't forget, there's even decentralized exchanges and this whole DeFi movement going on.
But I still wonder how to value it.
Yeah.
And I have a question because it has no earnings. It's down to demand and supply.
How do you value gold?
Gold has like a finite supply on some level. And you know what?
Same as Bitcoin.
Well, I suppose, but I find it slightly more opaque.
There's a bit more utility, I think. That's a challenge.
Gold has it's a precious metal. It's been around for far longer.
Mm. Well, you can put it in my grandfather's tooth, but beyond that.
or a bullet. Or under your bed or whatever, right?
Okay, we'll come back after this with the National Trust Fund and some insights from Dr. Nungsari Rani. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.